It's a Tuesday edition here on Zero Block 30, and today we're presented by our good friends at ArborTech. If you have some extra time on your hands and you want to get creative, go to ArborTechTools.com. You can get their power carver, the ball gauge, all kinds of stuff. If you want to carve wood with it, it's at ArborTech. Go to ArborTechTools.com. Enter the promo code TOOLIES. You're going to get 25% off. Also, you can enter the promo code ZERO for 25% off. Either way, whatever you want to do, ArborTechTools.com with the promo code ZERO, or you can go to ArborTechTools.com/ZERO. Get 25% off. It's great for that person in your life for a little early Christmas present or just to save it for regular Christmas. Either way, do it with ArborTechTools.com. Today, we have four rounds in the magazine. Round number one, Friday we did it. We're going to talk a little more about stealing stuff. Because one of our klepto pals decided it would be a good idea to steal the blood of the Pope. Not the current Pope, though, John Paul II. What a ballsy move, stealing the old Pope's blood. My goodness. Round number
gear
two.
Gear adrift.
Yeah, you leave your blood all over the platoon room. Next thing you know, somebody's going to steal that shit.
Right.
Blood. It'll get you. Round number two. Will President-elect Biden get rid of the Space Force? Rumors are out of control, saying that Kate's favorite branch would only be 1 year in the making. Unbelievable. I don't want to say it, but people are saying the Space Force is going to be brought around back and shot in the fucking head.
No. Jeez.
I hope not. Round number three. The new acting SecDef came in hot with his welcome aboard briefing. We're going to go through some of the memo to see if it's actually good, okay, bad, or actually bad. And finally, round number four, and a little unsolved mysteries. The Navy is still looking for their longest-running fugitive. 15 years ago, a soldier escaped from the brig. He's still on the lam. We're going to see if we can break down any of the clues and come up with where he maybe is.
Be great for the pod if we could solve it on this episode. So
let's
or
do
bad.
It.
People, I mean, it could go one of two ways, Kate. People could either say that we're doing our part to combat crime, or they could call us Blue Falcons.
True.
Yeah, that's good point.
You're right. Yeah, that's true. All right.
You don't want to be that buddy fucker who turns in your pal after he's been 15 years on the lam. That's a long time to be on the run.
Yeah.
All right. I'll have to see what his crime is, and then I'll decide if we'll find him in this episode.
Honestly, spoiler alert, I don't think it's that bad. It's just a little grenade goofing. I don't think it's all that bad what he did. But let's go ahead and get hopping into the show. Here's some theme music.
Read that ad read kind of reminded me of the I'm Ron Burgundy when you said 25% off. You're like, 25% off? You weren't sure.
Yeah, there's a couple different promo code options, so I just gave them all out. So I think that works. Anywhere you want to go, as long as you're getting 25% off, that's all that matters. I had a pretty good weekend. My mom was in town, so we did a lot of hanging out. Showed her the blow-up jacuzzi, showed her the stock tank, showed her my yellow truck, showed her all the stuff I've been building. It was a nice little time. She felt like I was back in Florida.
What was her reaction to seeing this, like, all these skills you've learned over the last few months? You're like a new man.
She, like, because I've never been about that stuff my whole life, so she was just surprised that I had all the tools that I had, and I showed her how to use some stuff and showed her how to use, like, the bandsaw and let her do a little cut. And she thought it was fun, so it was a good time.
Love it.
Was she
also impressed with, because you were barbecuing up a storm this weekend too, you air fried a turkey?
Yeah, we got a little big air fryer called the Big Easy, put a turkey in there. That's simple. And I add another thing to the list. I don't understand air fryer. Like, I was trying to explain it to Kate via text message. I don't know how it works. Like, it's just propane around, like the heat goes around it. I don't know how it doesn't burn everything over the course of time, but it doesn't, and it turned out it was the easiest way I've ever cooked a turkey.
And much safer than deep frying in oil, because you see every year the stories about people going to the hospital because their turkey they were frying blew up on them. So very good for you.
I don't want to mess with that. You have to make sure it's like completely dry on the inside and not frozen at all, or else you have a big-time explosion.
Yeah,
we didn't have that risk here. It was nice. We just hung out. Baby Dale, been getting in trouble. He had a couple good days in a row, though. So Baby Dale back in our good graces, which everybody's been concerned about. Old Baby Dale, he'll get you. Other than that, I didn't have any. We didn't. I don't even think we really left the house that much, which was nice.
Mm. Yeah. So once you go to the Sausage Castle, it's best not to be out the. Or when you're pregnant, best not to be at the bars. But
Kate, I have to ask, not ask, but tell you. So I had a lot of people say, wait a second. So I saw Kate was posting something about some sort of party. So then I had to proceed to explain to them what it is that you were doing. And then I was always met with, but wait, isn't she pregnant? And I said, yeah, but we just kind of overlooked that part.
Pregnant ladies can go to gangbangs too.
Yeah, we don't kink shame.
People forget. No, we don't kink shame ever. So, no.
But we do, however, shame stealing the Pope's blood. That's the first story. And you might be wondering how it has a military tie. I'll just be straight up honest. It does not. It does not have one at all. I just love a good...
Well, stealing. Yeah, that's probably the most common theme in the military,
little bit of
truly.
Stealing. This story comes to us somewhere across the pond. I believe it's the Mirror. But it says, Italian police have identified the man suspected of stealing a vial containing the blood of Pope John Paul II from a cathedral in Umbria region. The golden crystal reliquary was stolen from an altar dedicated to the late pontiff in September. Police identified the man reported to be the age of 49. 49 is a little old to be stealing blood, right?
Yeah. Or then again, with Pope blood stuff, I feel like it's almost too young to be stealing Pope blood.
You really fall into your Catholic roots at like 65.
Exactly. I can see it being like an old woman from Delco named Deb. And like in her 70s, who's there on tour and just
49
like,
though.
That's
you either going to be a young zealot or an old zealot. Having the middle aged zealot is not as common. But he went into the cathedral. There was some closed circuit television that showed him on tape doing it. And he had allegedly been connected to the theft of other ecclesiastical assets in the past. The vial, one of three relics that contained droplets of the Pope's blood, has not been found yet. Police may end up. Thought it may have ended up in a parallel market, possibly in the hands of collectors. What a weird group, man.
Yeah.
Now, that's...
What a
when
weird...
When you're in the eBay group on Pope's blood... Like,
yeah, but...
That's
I mean, he was
flag.
A pretty beloved Pope, so I bet you that fetches a pretty penny if you have his blood.
Oh, no doubt about it. I bet it does.
But don't you... If you really believe in the Pope so much and his blood, then you probably believe in the message. So then don't you feel bad about stealing his blood?
Yeah, you can't go
blood?
Against
like,
the old Ten Commandments, thou shalt not steal.
Well, so I think this guy, probably not, you know, a good Catholic who goes to church every Sunday, but probably wants to pander to all those people who do, and that's why he's able to steal and not feel any sort of remorse about it.
Well, there's nothing like being the cool kid at church camp. I know from experience. So if you say you run in big-time religious Catholic circles, somebody comes over to your house, they got a vial of Pope's blood.
That's cool.
You're like, whoa.
Well, if you're
that's
like
having an acoustic guitar at church camp.
I was going to say, if you're like 15, 16-year-old chaps with your bleached, spiked hair, and you roll up to Life Teen Group with a puka shell necklace with Pope's blood in it?
It was candy necklace.
Forget
but
it.
You need to stop fighting it. It was a puka shell.
It was the candy
right,
necklace.
But I mean,
John Paul II died in 2005, so that means his blood is old. After leading the Catholic Church for 27 years, he was one of the most popular popes and became a saint in 2014. The blood was taken from him shortly after his death and is often used as the relic to make sure that they can become a saint.
No. Here's my problem. It says it was taken shortly before his death. Now, is he on his deathbed and they're like, excuse me, got to get the relic blood now? Like, how awkward is that?
I think that's just something you do when you're a pope. I think that's just part of
the deal.
I mean,
imagine the weird stuff a pope sees.
Yeah.
Like, the things that is in the Vatican that we have no idea about, that they don't tell us about, and those things, getting a little blood drawn right before you die is old hat. That's nothing. That's a Tuesday.
I just see some lady from Etsy wheeling in a bunch of trinkets, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Am I about
don't
to die?
Don't take my teeth yet. I might make a full recovery.
Yeah. What?
It was – this vial was temporarily housed, but it got me thinking that is – if you are a religious person, having a major relic of the past – would be incredible. I mean, there are certain people that say that they have some of the linens that Jesus was wrapped in whenever they put him in the tomb. There's supposedly like the finger of Stephen, a martyr, that is floating around about. Like all these different relics, like a piece of the cross, the dogwood that the cross was made from. If you had one of these major religious relics and you could bring that bad boy out at a like a wine party, somebody's four glasses of wine deep, that's got to be a top tier thing you could pull out as a religious artifact. Mm-hmm.
I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Especially, yeah, like you said, if it's a bunch of Catholics sitting around.
Or anybody, yeah. Really. Like you say, I don't care who you're talking to. Yeah. You say I have some Pope's blood, I want to see.
Yeah, absolutely I do. Kidding me?
I want to see if it's still wet.
Yeah, Kate would definitely be the one to like open the vial and then like, oop, sorry, I dropped it. Oop, my bad.
Yeah.
Sorry, was that important?
If I was fucked up enough and I wanted to make my friends laugh, I would pour it into my wine.
Yeah.
Chug it or, to, like, and be like, I'm
have
invincible.
Your whole Lord's Supper right there.
Yeah, pretty much. So.
Well, I maybe think. Because we've all been prone to have a couple glasses of wine. If there's an item that you could steal, you wouldn't get in trouble for stealing it, but that somebody was coming over to your house, and it's the house that you currently live in, and you had one of these in the guest bedroom or in your bedroom that you could pull out, or under your bed, I guess, Kate, and you could bring those out, what item would each of you have? Kate, we'll start with you.
All right. Guess who chopped up what did I chop up the cheese on your charcuterie board with?
God,
on your charcuterie board.
I'm saying it wrong.
What did I chop it up with?
Somebody's.
Why is it so finely cut? Why there's a little rust colored blood on it though, on the cheese?
Oh, I don't know what you did.
What did you do?
Kate?
Oh yeah, this was the knife that stabbed Caesar.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
That's a good one.
That's a good one. That is a good one. I'd be like, no, that can't be it. Like,
no, imagine though, you go to Kate's house, and it would be perfectly Kate if you see this knife and it looks all dirty, dungy, and rusty, and you're like, Kate, did you like give me a dirty knife to use to cut my cheese? Like, no, that's a special knife.
Right out of
Caesar's. I would love
back.
To cut that up. I'd use the shit out of that. What a good. Good call, yeah. Kate.
But don't put it in the dishwasher. That'll ruin it.
Never. No, it never washes. Never washes. But I'm very proud of that one. Let's try and beat that, dum-dums.
Okay.
Okay. Kyle, you're up next.
All right. So it's Halloween. I'm having a little Halloween party. And out in my front yard, there's I just have a ton of decorations. And you take a look. And you're like, wow, Kyle, that's a really real-looking mummy. I'm like, hold on. Hold on, Connor. Hold on, chaps. It's a Kate, you're there too. It's a real mummy.
Okay.
I stole it from a museum as they were coming through with an Egypt exhibit.
Okay.
A real mummy.
Yeah. Actual mummy.
Having a sarcophagus would be our sarcophagus would be very nice. That'd be a good one to have. Cons.
Okay, just should be to be clear, are we doing just one or are we doing multiple things?
You could do multiple.
Oh, I got a bunch. But all right. So here we are. Yesterday it was Master Sunday. And DJ wins the Masters, and old Tiger Woods is out there to put the jacket on DJ. And I say, hey guys, I got all my buddies and gals here watching the Masters. Hey, you guys want to see something? I go out, I come back in with Tiger Woods' old cell phone. Oh, you guys.
Okay. Of all the things
I mean,
in the world, you want Tiger Woods' cell phones?
You've seen that penis once. You've
yeah, you already
seen
it.
It.
We already know what's going on. You're just rehashing. You're being confirmation, not
right,
showing
fine.
Us anything
Whatever,
that we don't know.
Don't
and the amount of time that was, that thing would take forever because it's probably not charged. So you have to bring it out, charge it. It's going to take like 15 minutes. And by that time, I don't even care what's on it.
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mine's John Bobbitt's penis. I would love to have that in the jar.
Yep.
He got it put back on him, though, didn't he?
No, he got one, but he didn't get it put back on. He has a prosthetic dick. But if I brought it out and you guys are on your fourth glass, and I just slammed that thing in the mason jar right in the middle of the Lazy Susan that's in the middle of my table and gave it the old spin, like, yep, That's John Wayne Bobbitt's dick.
Well, I think it could be like, you know how you're at the bar with your buddies and somebody taps their beer bottle on top of yours, so you got to chug it? Mm. It could be something you, boom, you walk up, you slap it in somebody's drink, they got to chug their drink.
Or you lose a bet, you have to put some tequila, like put this, the dickhead, into the tequila shot to take it.
It's like the tequila
instead
worm.
Of a worm.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
You know what I think might be cool around our military circles? If you could pull out anything from Bin Laden's house that was taken that day from the raid.
Yeah, that would be a good one to have. I put it out on Twitter. Some of the answers were pretty good. This one for whenever you're getting into Christmas season would be fantastic. And they said that the star from the top of the Christmas tree at the Rockefeller Center.
Ooh,
yeah. They just put that sucker in, by the way. It was just a tree.
Oh, did they?
The tree this year was just like in somebody's yard. And they came up to the front yard and they chopped it down. That's how big that tree was.
That's crazy. Thanks.
Is it my turn again? Because I have one.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Again, we're at the party. We just cut the charcuterie with the knife that killed Caesar. Uh-huh. Who do I bring out? I say, another bottle of wine, please. Who comes out of my kitchen and serves everyone?
Brutus.
Jimmy Hoffa.
Oh,
Jimmy Hoffa. Okay.
Long time stoolie, Jimmy Hoffa.
Brick by brick, quite possibly. But supposedly killed by the mafia, never found. Legend. Legendary. People still wondering where he is and looking for him. I don't know if this is tone deaf by me, but Jimmy Hoffa serving the wine.
Okay,
that's,
Kyle.
That's one heck of a party, Kate.
Do you have another one, Kyle?
Yeah, so we're still at the Halloween party, and I'm a pirate, and you're like, wow, that's a really good-looking fake leg. I'm like, well, this is Santa Anna's leg. I stole that from the same museum. So I'm just raiding museums at this point, I think. I'm just stealing.
If I had my kid at this party, I'd be like, spooky guy. He's got a real sarcophagus and a real pirate leg.
Very Babadook vibe.
I appreciate Halloween.
Stolen items.
Yeah, that would be my go-to party.
Yeah.
Connor?
All right. Well, you guys can see I'm like very much into like the gossip and stuff. Speaking of Jimmy Hoffa, I would love to get my hands on J. Edgar Hoover's personal files.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
I think just, you know, the years that would span and the people that touched, I guarantee he had files on people that we didn't even know needed to have files on them.
Mm-hmm. That's fair. Yeah.
He was kind of an
that's
asshole.
A good one.
That's good.
Yeah. But you know what? Assholes keep the most dirt.
That's true.
Is that true?
I don't know. It sounded like it made sense.
Can confirm. Yeah.
All right, I guess that's that. Well, I'll go to some other ones on there. People were trying to be ugly to me about having a Harbor Freight miter saw, but any kind of high-priced art was the Mona Lisa.
I had the Mona Lisa on my list, too, yeah.
Yeah, this one is a good one. Chiggy just said the Resolute Desk. If you told somebody to come in there and you had the Resolute Desk, that would be money.
Well, remember that would be somebody a couple months ago bought the world's largest all pieced together T-Rex bones thing. And
yeah,
like, imagine that in the lobby.
I had a dinosaur on there too, like a dinosaur skeleton.
I have another one.
What?
We're at my party. Jimmy Hoffa's pouring the wine. I'm like, we're eating our shark board with our Caesar knife. And I reach down into the couch. I'm like, check this out. Pass it around. Take a good look. Lyndon B. Johnson, exact mold of his penis.
Oh, yeah.
Because he always talks such a big game. We had a whole episode where we talked about how much he talked about this, how he had to get special pants made to fit the elephant trunk and all that stuff. Like, pass it to see if you decide for yourself.
Was this the all right. And the last one that I have, I don't know if this is going to cause a stir or not. I think it's been long enough, but like, Earnhardt's skull. Like,
chaps, no, it hasn't been long enough. Jesus.
No, okay, I think that plays. I think that plays.
What? I mean, imagine trying to eat a fish dinner and I bring out the Intimidator. You're not going to really choke down that trout anytime soon. Anyways, let's move on to round number two. We're going to be talking about something totally different. What do we got?
My beloved Space Force. Joe Biden is unlikely to cancel Donald Trump's Space Force, but could use NASA to help the climate crisis fight, say experts. So this might be a real pogue mission it's turning into. The environment.
And if you're going on a pogue mission or a grunt mission, go with them with Rocky Boots, because Rocky Boots is the best boots for men, women, whether you're on space, whether you're on Earth, whether you're in your shop, or whether you're in the field. They're designed and built for each of the U.S. military branches. No matter what branch of service you are, they have boots that are authorized for you. Make sure you get them at rockyboots.com. Enter the promo code ZBT for 25% off your next pair of boots. They really are the best boots of the game. Super comfortable no matter what you're doing. I love them. Have been wearing them pretty exclusively when I've been doing anything that I could drop something on my foot. Go to rockyboots.com. Enter the promo code ZBT to get 25% off your next pair of boots.
I certainly will put my little space boots on for the rest of the story. Also sponsored by Rocky. The future of space exploration was not mentioned in either presidential debate, and it was not a topic Joe Biden tackled on the campaign trail. I can't believe space wasn't a bigger deal this year, guys.
Could you imagine these guys? Like, what if Biden or Trump, instead of like turning every conversation to Russia or to Hunter Biden, if every single argument to space, like, and that's all they cared about. They're a one issue president, and it was
we want to build a woodshed on the moon is the big thing. And with the coronavirus pandemic surging in the U.S. and a hobbled economy, the president-elect has a string of pressing issues to deal with from January 2021. But observers say the president-elect is unlikely to shelve Trump's new space force or cancel ambitious plans to return to the moon and aim for Mars. Mr. Biden could combine the work of Space Force back into Air Force, but as it is now, a lot of forces going on here, as it is now established as a sixth branch of the armed forces, it would require congressional legislation to shut it down. So it's in there real good.
And you just look like an asshole. Like, if you come in and you're Biden and you go in, you're like, look, we need to get rid of the Space Force. After all the work that's been put in, they got a flag. They did like this whole poll about what they're going to call each other. Like, they have all this stuff that they've invested. It'd be like taking Christmas away from Stanley.
I think what experts are getting at here is that Trump kind of just created it, but it's not super necessary, really. So, like,
Kind of like the Marines, some would say.
But so Biden's probably, so David Burbeck, an associate professor of NatSec affairs at the U.S. Naval War College, said that if Space Force did not already exist, I think Joe Biden probably would not create it unless he got really bored one day, probably. Like, you know what? Fuck it. We'll do. However, he thinks it's unlikely to eliminate it because now it's like just so much of a thing that it's like whatever. Basically, Space Force is not the solution that Democrats would have preferred, but given that it's been done, the focus will try and make it work effectively. Mr. Biden could also take a look at the Artemis Lunar Program, which aims to put the first woman on the moon by 2024 and leave her there.
They're just basically saying that Joe Biden should go in and be like the biggest asshole ever. Like, get rid of a new branch of service and stop the mission that's going to send the first woman to the moon. That's not a way to do it.
That's a great way.
The first couple weeks.
That's a great
office.
Way to be hated very quickly. Piss off a lot of people.
So I think they're going to keep going with it. I suspect they'll continue with Artemis and returning humans back to the moon, but my guess is they might not be on the same timeline as the current administration. So maybe a little slower to get me up there. But hopefully I'll let you know, possibly 2026, I'll be waving down at you all. Did I tell you guys that yet? I was selected as the moon woman.
Oh, no, I was unaware.
Yeah, I'm going to miss a few episodes in a couple years. But
this is just like, if there's a call on the field and you usually stick with that call, you need a lot to overturn the call. So there's just not enough here to overturn the call on the field. So the challenge is going to be not overturned.
I just...
Yeah, I think they could have done it until they had people enlist in it, like with their contracts. Now they're past the point where they can get rid of it. You can't do that now. Now you just got to go forward with it.
I do love that it just was pretty needless. Like, Space Force had it, but cool flag, cool logo, whatever. Fuck it. It was fun news. It was fun news for a minute. But there you go.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, it seemed like NASA was already doing a lot of this stuff. And we didn't necessarily need an entire branch of service to dedicate to it.
I think we should just keep doing new branches of service like every couple years.
I would like a core of the Earth force. I'd like to get down in there and see what we're up to.
Just come up with something and have a different force eventually, and then just have a bunch of different branches all over the place. If I was the Coast Guard, though, I'd be pissed because you're going to bring in the Space Force and not bring us back to the DOD. Like, you're making us stay in the Department of Homeland Security, and they get to automatically come. They should have made, like, the Space Force go to the Department of Education, earn their way into the DOD.
I think you're right. I absolutely think you're right. It's just not fair when it comes down to it.
And what if they don't even have guns? I don't think. I don't think they, well, they need guns. It's just like computers and stuff. Because it's not astronauts. I just don't. What is?
I don't, but the whole idea was that, right, that things were going to start to go on in space in the next few decades where we needed to protect space.
I think it's just primarily computer stuff where you control and satellites and defensive satellites.
More like
and all
space
that kind of
bar force.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, you could go, like, if you said, look, chaps. Say the year is back in 2003 again, and I see my recruiter who's a gunny. He's in dress blue deltas. He's telling me all the things that the Marines do. And then I have some other guy come out, or lady, and says, look, you could be the next Buzz Lightyear. Buddy, I'm trying to be Buzz Lightyear 100 times out of 100.
Absolutely. There's no question about it. I mean, we will say this. No. The Space Force has the most potential to overcome all the other branches of service and be the coolest branch of service.
In terms of fuckability. In terms of fuckability, right?
Yeah. Imagine the lines at the bar.
Fuckability.
Right.
Yeah, especially if you're wearing Hawthorne, because Hawthorne is treating yourself, whether you're in space. I bet they have a thing that on their little website, whenever you go in, you go to Hawthorne.co, and that's their website. Whenever you do it, they pull up all these different pictures. What do you like? Nightlife, the library, going to a quaint little restaurant, night on the seaside, whatever. You pick all these different things, and it gives you a scent. It nailed mine, by the way. My primarily is cedar. Is my big scent that I've gotten in a lot of stuff. They'll come with different sunscreens. They have bath stuff. They have everything that you could possibly need to smell great. You're going to want it too. Go to Hawthorne.co, Hawthorne, which is phonetically what, Kate?
Boy, hot dog, Artemis, whoa, tacos,
Yeah, the H there is for Hawthorne. Yep.
Oh, my. Negative, Nancy. Excellent.
We forgot the R there, but you get the point. It's Hawthorne.co. That's Hawthorne.co. There is a lot of stuff that's going on with NASA. It will be interesting to see what you overturn, like, because it's, I think it's different at the end of an 8-year presidency against a 4-year presidency, because you could still really be ramping up what you had intended on doing. Once you're out of office, like, what do? And you go in there, because I look at the dude that we're going to talk about in round number 3 as well. It's the same type of thing where you go from being kind of a lower level staffer into being the top dog at a place. To me, that's a very difficult position to be in your first 30 days, because you have to get the lay of the land. Like, these guys that are going in and being the Secretary of Defense and giving out statements right away about what they're going to do without even doing like a full observing period, that's tough. That's a tough thing to do.
Me, the new head of the DOD, we are putting new snack machines in every building, so stay tuned.
Yeah, well, the new head of the DOD, he put out a letter. His name is Miller. He's a former horse soldier and special operations officer who was part of the first contingent of soldiers who entered Afghanistan in 2001. He was pulled from his job as the National Counterterrorism Center to serve as the acting Secretary of Defense. Well, he had a pretty strong 2-page memo that he sent out to the entire Department of Defense, where he basically says that we're going to pull out of Afghanistan. He says, quote, as we prepare for the future, we remain committed to finishing the war that Al-Qaeda brought to our shores in 2001. This war isn't over. We are on the verge of defeating Al-Qaeda and its associates, but we must avoid past strategic error and failing to see the fight through the finish. Indeed, this has been a fight that has been long. Our sacrifices have been enormous, and many are weary of from war. I am one of them. But this is a critical phase in which we transition our efforts from a leadership to a supporting role. And he goes on and on and talks about the reasons why we are leaving Afghanistan. First of all, do you think this is going to just be an empty type of letter?
I mean,
or do you think Trump will really pressure the DOD to leave before he leaves office.
No, I don't think so. I think we'll still be there. And I think that and different iterations of this same letter have been written over and over and over and over and over and over and over for the last decade or so. And because, like it says, the memos didn't really have a plan, didn't really say how. It was just like, here's what we're going to do. Like, we've just been hearing this forever. It doesn't mean anything to me.
Yeah, I think this one's a little more concise in the way that it's written with a very particular goal. He says, we're not a people of perpetual war. It is the antithesis of everything for which we stand and for which our ancestors fought for. All wars must end. Ending wars requires compromise and partnership. We must meet this challenge. We gave it our all. Now it's time to come home. I don't think from that high of a level of person that we've heard those type of words.
Yeah, no, so that's where I think that there is a difference. So I think there's an outside chance it could still happen. I think it goes to show, I mean, forgive me if I'm wrong, but he's the first Secretary of Defense who actually fought in this conflict. So he comes from it from a different perspective. So I hope maybe people look at it from that regard and say, all right, this guy's actually been there. He's been on the ground. He knows what it's like. Maybe I'm putting a little much too much faith in this guy, but I hope maybe he's right. And I hope maybe even if he gets removed, you know, when things change over, that they continue to move forward with this action to get us out of there.
Well, Mattis would definitely qualify as somebody who's fought.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. All right. Well, no. So I just sometimes. I couldn't think. So I couldn't think. I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right, Mattis.
Yeah, you would definitely qualify.
I only co-host a military podcast. What do I know? Why would I know that?
You possibly have known that. But I think that this is hopefully a little bit different. What I can't stand is this current argument now, like, well, Trump wanted to leave the entire time. If that is true, you say leave. Like, that's what I don't get about how people think that the DOD works. If the president says no, we are coming the fuck home. You're there on his authorization anyways.
Yeah.
Like, you're there on the president's authorization. He could tell you, be out in 2 weeks, and you have to fucking do it. It's not an option.
You have to figure it out, yeah.
Like, you have to do it.
Yeah. But you know what? Anytime someone says that, like, oh, we should leave, immediately, the word that you always hear is vacuum. Vacuum. We can't leave a vacuum. I'm sick and tired of hearing about this gosh darn Hoover, you know.
Oryk.
Oh, all right. My bad.
Dyson.
Yeah, right.
But no,
this
could
suck up a bowling ball if it wanted to.
Uh-huh. It would be nice to leave a Dyson, because even in like the rockiest terrain, that big ball can make it like an overturns. Mm-hmm. That's what they really should have made the MRAP after the Dyson vacuum. Like, if you want to talk about the ability to go, why haven't we seen a tank type vehicle with the big ball in the back?
Chaps, that's a good point. I was wondering the same. If there's anything we come to in this round, I hope it's that.
Yeah.
No, but right, like we've been saying this for how long? We've been doing this song and dance for how long now? There has to be an answer out there.
No, there's not.
There's definitely okay.
He's gonna
an
keep
answer.
On dying.
I mean, that's why I don't like YouTube being negative.
If you want to have like the big fuck you to the establishment, make everybody come home. Be like, all right, get them here right now. Just make it happen.
Mm-hmm.
They got to do it. It's not like it'd be an option. Like, if the president told them to do it, they have to do it.
I agree. So why don't you just say that?
But what if the troops like, you're not our dad? Think about that.
That's true. I didn't think about that. If they say you're not our real dad, that's a tough one to come back from.
That's an airtight response.
Right, so.
Did you see all the backlash from when General Milley was talking about how we're the only country in the world that swears an allegiance to a constitution, to the laws of the land? No, we're not. Not even close. Mm. I like how that's what's the insane part about being an American is, like, any good idea, Americans think we're the only ones who do it.
Well, because we think we're the only ones.
Just us.
We don't realize there's anyone else out there. So.
But on the flip side, I love that commitment to just saying something that is completely not true and just acting as if it
is. I love that too. Yeah.
I love that.
Because then you can make a song about it.
Yeah,
you can drink Bud Light Limes and just listen to Toby Keith and have a good time.
Yeah.
As long as you're just like willingly and openly ignorant about what's going on, that's the best way to live, honestly. Where if you walk around every day and like everything's the best, that's not a bad way to live.
Chaps, I got my toes in the water, my ass in the sand. I'm out of worry in the world. I got a cold beer in my hand.
And my Bible on a hand, swearing to defend the Constitution.
We're the only ones who do it.
Yeah.
Only once. Do you remember that viral clip? Speaking of that, it had to deal with the Alabama Senate race, and it was Jake Tapper and this other dude that was like a county commissioner or something like that in Alabama. And Jeff Sessions had made news because he was saying that people shouldn't be sworn in to Congress by having their hand on the Quran, like a couple of members of Congress were going to. And he said, well, that's not going to be – the guy from Alabama was like, that's not going to be a proper oath if they do it, because you're supposed to, by law, have the Bible. And Jake Tapper was like, that's not true. Like, you don't have right. to have the Bible. And the guy was like, oh, no, I've been elected twice. And each time I had to put my hand on the Bible. And Jake Tapper just very calmly goes, well, that's because you chose to. You chose the Bible.
Right.
You could have picked any book, literally any book, and it would have been fine.
Yeah.
And the guy's face, it was just like the Microsoft shutdown yeah. noise. Like, this can't be.
What?
This can't be. Huh? When your entire, like, something that you've thought your entire life turns out not to be true. For me, it was the word flustrated. My mom had always used it when I wrote it in a school paper mm-hmm. that I was flustrated. My professor said, that's not a word. I said, oh, buddy, it's a word I've heard my entire life. You have no idea this is a word.
That's shocking.
Yeah.
I imagine my face was basically the same as that fella's.
And the worst part is if you're doing something like that with Jake Tapper where it's live or it's being recorded and you just know you have to say something but you have nothing to say, that's a terrible feeling.
Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, it really would shatter you. Mm-hmm. Like, if you got owned to that level and you know you're owned and it makes sense to you and everything clicks at that moment and you're on TV, you can't hide that face.
No.
You just can't do it.
That's why I like when Kyle comes in at the end of our shows and says, you know, we were probably wrong about a couple things. Deal with it. You know, we cover the bases.
We don't care. No. We don't care what the Space Force actually is supposed to do.
No.
And you got to be around 50 years as a branch before I give a fuck about what you do.
Yeah, seriously.
You got to have old – your veterans have to be wearing red jackets and smoking cigars, and then I'll
go. Yeah. If you don't have at least one person who was made it from E1 to E9, I don't care.
Yeah.
If you guys had to pick any book besides the Bible to swear an oath on, what book would you pick?
Ooh.
That's a good one.
Ready? I got you.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
Giving Tree. The Giving Tree.
The Giving Tree.
Yeah. Okay. It's not a bad one. Because I would want to give everything of myself to the people. Whatever, Kate. You can't even read.
Kate reads good. What's your book, Kate? What would you do?
50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, yeah.
Don't go in the basement of the White House. Well, by the way, sorry, but not to change the subject, Owen Gray, he's very private, my favorite porn star. He is very private. He just went on Asa Akira's podcast and spills all the beans about his life. So if you are like me and you want to hear more, anyway.
Interesting non-cross promotion of another podcast, Kate. That's
that's great.
Great.
Well done. Kyle, what about you? What book?
So growing up, I read a lot of books, and the book I read probably the most was War as I Knew It. It was Patton's diary.
Oh.
And yep. That just a phenomenal book. He was, I mean, he had some problems. He said some pretty fucked up shit back then, but he was a smart guy, and his only real fault was that he was in the Army and not in the Marine Corps, but we all make mistakes, so mm-hmm. I forgave him.
Okay.
His only fault was loving this country too much.
And not being a Marine. What about
you, Chaps? Mine would be the parental hit book because it would prepare you for boot camp, and it is Go to Fuck to Sleep. I think that would be the book that I would use.
That'd be good, too, to, like, you're getting grilled by the press, and you're just like, go the fuck to sleep. You know, tell them, take a nap. Shut up.
That works.
Exactly right.
That works.
All right, let's move on to round number four. Let's hear a little Unsolved Mysteries music bring us into round four. All All right, this one comes to us courtesy of Task and Purpose. They say, Naval Criminal Investigative Service is asking for the public's help for any information on the whereabouts of a man, say, is their longest active fugitive to date. Former sailor James Prafke? Is that how you think you'd say that?
James Tate Prafke.
James Tate Prafke escaped from confinement from a naval brig in Puget Sound in Washington 15 years ago. He was confined after Navy security discovered an M-33 fragmentation grenade in Prafke's canvas bag during a U.S. customs inspection. Later searches found Prafke had military-grade C-4 as well. At the time, Prafke served as command logistics petty officer for packing and loading operation for command items to transport to and from Afghanistan, and he returned home in February of 2005. Prafke was subsequently sentenced at a general court-martial in October 2005 to over 3 years of confinement for unlawful possession of explosive, larceny of ammunition, and making false official statements. First of all, how do we feel about the charges? Do the punishment fit the crime?
Well, this guy's an idiot. 3 years, yeah, that sucks, but isn't enlistment kind of like its own little prison? And if you can do four, you can do three more in the brig. This guy now pretty much has given himself a life sentence of never being able to be free and live because he dipped out on a 3-year sentence. That's crazy to me.
Yeah, big time idiot. I wonder what he was planning to do with these things, or if he was just planning to break them out at a cocktail party 15 years later, possibly.
See, that's what I think. I think if you have an M33 grenade and you pull that bad boy out when somebody's four glasses of wine deep, you're like, whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. So, I want to play with this. But the article goes on to make this dude act like, this is what I think is hilarious about people who cover the military, is that they act like everybody is essentially some last action hero. Mm-hmm. This guy is essentially like in logistics, right? Like that's how I read what he does. Like he's in logistics and gets things where they need to go. They say he is a resourceful survivalist with specialized training and knowledge of firearms. He is likely comfortable living in the woods and maybe living in seclusion with like-minded people. No, he's not. He's just not.
I think you're underestimating his background. With a name like James Tate Prafke, he might be a squirrely woodsy fella. And he's got family.
He could be, but they make it sound like he's a Navy SEAL.
Yeah, like with all this super-duper high-speed training. And I don't think that's the case. It doesn't take crazy high-speed training to pack Connex boxes.
There was a guy out in California who was on the lam for a while, and they acted like he was the most badass dude. And they said that he, on the news, they were talking about, be careful because he is past the Marine Corps martial arts training program. Yeah. You're like, whoa, that guy knows how to flare a heel when he throws a forward hand jab. Mm. Unbelievable. Mm-hmm.
You know, part of the problem is, though, that the reason they're not finding them, NCIS, you got to open up that wallet, buddy. Only giving out $10K for the reward?
Yeah.
No one's getting out of bed for $10K.
No, I'm not turning in a pal for that. No. He's described as a white male, 6'3", 220. He has green eyes and red and brown hair and could have a beard or a mustache. He is also known to use several aliases, including the first name Jim and the last name Kruger. Oh, this guy's... No, I'm out. I'm out. Because I could have said before, I don't think he should be caught. Like, because I normally, if you do something really nonviolent and you escape from prison, I usually root for you to make it the rest of your life. Like, I don't want you to have to go back, especially when you get to the 15-year area. Like, 15 years, he probably still hasn't done anything ultimately wrong. Again, he's been living a decent life. Even if they catch him, I think they should let him go. Now I'm out, though, because you can't give yourself a fake name Kruger and be normal.
Right.
Like, that's Freddy Krueger vibe.
Right.
That's 100%.
That's a red flag.
That's a Bobby vibe.
So are you saying if you're a fugitive and you evade the law for 15 years or more, then it should be tap, tap, no takes backs, and you're good? You get to
depending
live?
Depending on what the crime is.
Okay.
Like, if you do something egregious, I still think you should pay for it.
Okay.
But say you do theft. Like, even if it's grand theft. Say you steal a car. You get convicted of stealing a car. You got to go to jail for 5 years. You escape. And once you've gotten out for 10 years... I think if you go past the point of your incarceration of when you should have been incarcerated by, you shouldn't ever have to make it back.
Even if the person who stole the car was the person who stole your car?
Yes.
Okay.
Even if.
Okay.
I should make note, though. The people who pack and sign off on the containers that go to and from Iraq and Afghanistan, That's usually like the person who did it was my battle buddy. So if there was anything in Iraq I really, really wanted to bring home and just sneak, I easily could have done it. But I think most people don't do that. But if you were to do that, it's very easy to do.
Well, your wine parties would have been a lot cooler if you would have stole some stuff.
You know what? I'm thinking back now to the cop I was on. And I don't even know if there was anything cool enough there that I would want to bring back. I guess maybe a weapon. But even that, I don't know.
Yeah, because if you had a weapon, you could make up a story of where it came from.
True.
Like, oh, yeah, we got this from al-Baghdadi's house.
I'm definitely too much of a puss. I've left the range a couple times with like live rounds in my pockets and stuff, and I'm like, ooh, where's the amnesty box?
Oh man, I thought I was gonna get fucking hanged from a yardarm whenever that happened.
Yeah.
I had one magazine still full, 30 rounds in there. Yeah. And I was like, they're gonna kill me.
Yeah.
They're going to legitimately bust out what's the flogging stick? Isn't that what they do in Indonesia?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably.
Well, dare I say, we're all good people, so that's why we harbor this guilt.
Yeah, I think so. And if you're a good person, you can get a job in Indiana because it is filled with good people, including 80,000 spots that need jobs for people like you. InVets.org is a digital connecting point from employers specifically looking for veterans to hire. They work with employers from all different types of industries across the state of Indiana to create a second door in the hiring process specifically for veterans and military spouses. InVets Veteran Engagement Team is standing by to work with you and to get you in the right career for your transition out of the military. Go to InVets.org/0, create a profile to learn about the Indiana communities, browse the current job openings in those communities, and receive a free lovely, lovely t-shirts. That's InVets.org/0. This guy that was out on the lam, now I feel bad because his picture is going to be out there all fresh. He was probably just back home in some small town in Texas just hanging out, and now he's got to worry about everything fresh.
No, I'm going to say something here. When you're a ginger, when you're a redhead, you're either oh, crap. I'm looking at two people on the screen here. You're either super hot or you're a weirdo. This guy's
so So, Kate, this guy, you're going to say he's a weirdo, whatever. What about the people on this podcast? What would you say about them?
Great personalities. Now, I will say, not you guys, though. You guys are cool.
Right.
But this guy looks like, and then to on a three-year sentence to hide, like something's super weird about this guy. It's just Babadook and unsettling to me. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say it. I hope he's caught.
Wow. He also looks like every other person in the world.
He looks like every guy. He looks like every like bumpkin on the planet.
Like the only thing that's making him stand out is that he's 6'3". And even 6'3" isn't like weirdly tall. It's just kind of tall. So he could very much just blend for sure.
Yeah.
He definitely looks like he could get hired at Barstool.
Yeah.
For sure.
He looks like 100%. he looks like a southern gambler who's
yeah, exactly.
Right, yes.
He's probably Brandon Walker's old podcast buddy.
Probably. Yes. Odds are good. Yeah.
The guy lives in Jackson, Mississippi.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind this guy has a podcast.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to Safe Rounds and Alibis. Kyle, we'll start with you.
So have you guys seen Unsolved Mysteries, the new one on Netflix?
Oh yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kate and I actually got to interview somebody from every single one of the episodes.
Well, I won't say anything bad about it, but
no, go on.
I wish they would have done more aliens and ghosts and shit. They did like two. I mean, just like talking about dead people and they haven't found the killer. I don't want to watch that. I want to watch people
more
who
aliens.
Oh, I thought it was very interesting. I loved it.
Yeah, but well, you're right. I could do a little more alien talk.
Yeah, I like the alien stuff. I like it. And right. The second thing I got. People on social media have just been super mean lately, and I don't appreciate it. Not one bit. Not even
get
a little
Kyle.
Bit. They one guy told us we should hang ourselves last week, which was a
I'm not going to do that.
Rude.
No, no, not.
Yeah, please excuse us as we do not hang ourselves. And I just thought it was pretty mean, and I don't like it. So be nice to people.
I don't understand people when they're mean on social media. I don't get it. What do you, I don't know what you get out of that. If you think you're just being funny, or if you think like you're cool with us and busting our chops, like, I don't get it.
He had a non-private account, and it used his real name linked to his business website. It was extremely hard not to just light this guy on fire and spread his ashes over the internet, but I didn't. Yeah. Took the high road.
We could all be wearing him. Vials of his blood right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
they know
around our neck, shell like Angelina and Jolie minute. And Billy Bob. Shout
True.
Out.
True.
Shout out that.
What a mess. That's a throwback.
Yeah.
All right, Cons, what do you got?
Yeah, I just want to echo that for sure. It just doesn't take anything to just be normal on the internet. You don't have to be mean. You gain nothing from being mean to people on the internet, and it's
if
not
you're
funny.
Gonna be mean to ZBT, at least just pick Cons is what.
Yeah. All right. Fine. Yeah. I'll be the whipping boy, I guess. But yeah, if you're gonna be mean, I guess maybe be funny. Because the other thing is these people are mean, and it's just not funny. It's just mean. So, and then, yeah, seriously. Last night I watched, there was a first episode, I think it's like a 4-part documentary about the Reagans, President Ronald Reagan. Is he our most handsome president?
No, not even close.
Dude.
Are
you don't
kidding
think so?
Me?
Okay. Who?
No.
Who you got?
JFK.
Did you say Taft?
JFK,
I like
easy.
A man with a little meat on his bones.
Look at
Sorry.
JFK. JFK could have been a model.
Okay.
Taft? Rumi,
I would put Ronald Reagan in the top fucking 20.
Plus, he was such a fucking square, dude.
When he was young,
he wore his sweatpants to his nipples.
Maybe when he... Yeah. He was like 90, though. Give him a break.
Yeah, seriously, that was an old man move.
Maybe when he was young, he was handsome. He was a handsome actor.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, you're taking JFK. JFK was, what, 42 when he came into office?
Yeah, he was... As president, he was the most handsome.
And
yeah, that's true too.
Everybody,
Clinton was more handsome, I would say. Barack was.
Yeah,
I think Barack Obama was kind of goofy looking.
Even George, looking. Even
those
George
ears.
W.
George was handsome, twinkly in his eye.
Yeah,
look at George H.
Barack definitely had charisma.
You're mistaking good hair for being handsome. There's a separation there.
So, yeah, but even Barbara young wasn't exactly begging either.
Right?
Like,
yeah.
She wouldn't. She doesn't make it move.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so, but even Reagan in his 40s, we're not saying he's handsome?
No.
Nah. Wow, okay, wow, all right, well, hey.
Reagan's the type of guy, and when he was in his 40s, is still drinking fucking, like, Tab or Diet Coke. It's like, what?
Ovaltine.
Just get a fucking full soda.
Yeah. Little Orphan Annie ring. Got his Dakota
Put a
ring.
Beer in his hand, give him a cigarette, he gets a little hotter.
You're from California. Rip a nose beer, dude.
Yeah, for
Live
once.
A little.
Sheesh.
All right, well, anyway, I'm watching that documentary. I'll let you guys know how it goes. It's good so far.
Right.
Okay.
Kate?
No, I got nothing. I got nothing. That's cool. Mm.
Yeah, same here. I've just been fucking around in my house. It's been awesome. I am, however... We got to do something about coronavirus.
I know. Just,
like, the numbers are out of control, and it's just like, nevertheless. there's like, I wish there was something we could do. There is. Look at every other industrial country in the world. They're not having the issues that we are.
Yeah.
Why can't? But it is, however, very promising that they said the new vaccine, 95% almost, like, that it works 95% of the time every time, which is fantastic to have that news. And they don't have to store it as cold, which is going to be big for whenever they can actually get them out. It won't be as a difficult process making where you can give the vials out to people. How about they make a cocktail that you pay for or just a lottery? They're going to mix the vaccine with the Pope's blood. And they'll inject you with that, so you'll have a little bit of both. So then the holy side could get you and the science side. So you basically have both of your bases covered.
And you have the option to let Jimmy Hoffa give you the thing it's just on the tip of Caesar's knife.
In your butthole,
right. With Lyndon B. Johnson's mold.
Yeah, that's how they put it in there. They cut it with Caesar's knife.
What do we do?
Put it on the tip of Lyndon's dick. Shove it in there, and then you play with John Wayne Bobbitt's penis while you
I gotta
to
tell
activate.
You, I gotta tell you, I don't know where we got to.
This might be
I don't
the
know
worst
what
thing.
Happened today.
This might be the worst.
I'd
thing
like to apologize first of all before we leave. I'd like to apologize not only to Dale Earnhardt Jr. but the entire NASCAR community.
Thank you.
I apologize for saying that I would steal Earnhardt's skull. Sound the retreat.
goodbye.